Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Wednesday night. You know, I was originally going to be on tonight with my good friend Marie Jones, and she found herself trapped at a photo shoot. She's a famous author, and not only that, my very good friend down in Southern California. So we have been playing tag with this this show about her really good book that I got an advanced copy of. It's about I don't remember the title right off, because generally what I get is her proofs, and I don't even get the pictures. I just read the book, and I see all the where she intended to have pictures. But it was a book about free will and destiny, and just a lot of neat stuff on it. So I've conditionally got her coming on Friday night, so we'll see about that. I actually have some work to do. It's normally my day off. I'll be at work. And hopefully everything in my upgrade goes well, and I'll be back in time to do the show with her. So we're playing a little bit of fancy footwork here, getting that all going. But what I decided to do is because I like to keep my promises as much as I can about having a show, and so I decided, what the heck, let's just do some mediumship and have a good time tonight see who just shows up. And, of course, a bunch of my friends all show up, so it's good to see you guys. And I think we have a caller out there. I see you, 814. You were listening to 814. Caught me doing my pre-show prayers. I was actually sitting there, you know, basically meditating and just getting ready for it, and kind of out loud. And I look up and I go, "Oh, somebody's listening to me and probably laughing at what I'm saying." So anyway, I was doing that, and yes, I do my best to be prepared and to bring in good spirits and that kind of thing here in the studio. And I see Leslie's here. So yeah, I'm just going to read off all the nice folks here. We got Kathy. Kathy's Distant Echo. She co-piloted tonight while Nancy, who had some wine, was our pilot tonight, and she wisely chose to engage the autopilot. So we're doing good there. Chips and Salsa has popped in. Hello. And I did get your Facebook thing, and now I know who that was, because I didn't know who the name. I didn't match the name up there. We got Scott Wise. Scott, I will be listening to your EVPs. I have not forgotten those, so I'm going to get those here in the next day. It's been kind of crazy around this place. I don't know what it is in the air. I don't know what all your lives are like right now, but it's just continual craziness. I don't remember a year anything like this. I've seen just things go from one extreme to another so quickly, and so much change happening with people. I just don't know. You know, right now, all I know how to do right now is just go, "Wow, okay. Deep breath, let's go on to the next thing and go from there." But, you know, I really felt the need to read. I feel the need to read. So I am here. Let's see. We've got Lorraine Bell. Good to see you. Margaritaville was in there and saying nice things and hello to you. Mikey is here. I know who you are. Hello, my dear. And we got Nancy Mum, again, our pilot. And she's currently sauced, I think, because she's going to hit me with a frying pan any second. I was telling her that Polish women are hot. Anyway, let's see. Satori 11 is here. Hello, Satori. And Tim is Tim was chief engineer tonight. He was saying, give it all she's got, Captain. Scotty, give me that power. And we have Leslie, my dear friend Leslie, from out where I used to live, out in the town of Roseville, is here with us. So we're going to have a fun show tonight. I'm kind of winging it, guys. I didn't have a lot figured out ahead of time. I just decided to carry on with the show. I think we'll play some psychic games. You know, I'll take what I've got and just manufacture some interesting fun things to do as we go. And I saw someone else pop in, but I'm trying to see who the name is. And Mona. Mona's new. Hi, Mona. Good to see you. So is Mikey's cousin in here? That's a new way to spell it. Anyway, let's see. Well, let's go ahead and just get a reading in. I feel primed and ready to go. I did feel we had a visitor here in the studio. I was just starting to meditate just before the show, and Anna popped in. Yes, Anna, who I helped cross over a couple of months ago, just popped in to say, hey, I'm here. Good to see you, and then kind of flitted off, and I'm going, she's here. So Anna, yes, our Anna, came back to say hello, and she's just sort of just like tapped me on the shoulder, hey, I'm here, and then she was gone. So it was really nice to see her, and I'm sure she's just hanging around keeping an eye on me. So anyway, we're going to bring on 814, and I've got one lone caller. That's it. So I'm going to just say if you want to be read tonight, the number is 646-478-0377. That magic number will get hold of you. Rented lips. Let's try this again. The magic number will get hold of Captain James T. Kirk. That's me. Spock bounce. We've got to read this man. Anyway, actually, you know what? Before I take the call, I've been watching. I joined Amazon Prime, and you get like all these shows like free. I mean, I was going to sign with some other, different, on-demand movie companies, which show like Netflix and stuff. But I found out Amazon had like this really great deal with it. It was like $79, and you got the shipping and all that. And then not only that, I had I got all these shows. So I was watching Star Trek, the original Star Trek, and I did not know that CBS had come in and revamped all of the episodes and had done new graphics and even had redone the music completely. So this week I found all this out, and I was just blown away because they really did it. The special effects the way that the stories really intended them to be versus what was available back in the 60s. So it was just amazing to see. I watched the one episode called The Doomsday Machine. If you remember that episode where this alien spacecraft comes in and it chops up whole solar systems and the Enterprise and the Constellation go up against this thing. And they did these just amazing CGIs from the looks of it that just really brought the story to life. It really changed the whole character. And I loved the show before, but it's that much better. So anyway, I'm just rambling on about it. But go check that out. Go check out their, I think they give you like a free month if you sign. And you can watch all the stuff you want. And then if you don't want it, get off. But I mean, I really like it. And I was watching Medium. I've been watching Medium. I never watched that show before, so I really got into what is her name? Something Dubois. What a name, Dubois. I like how the French say Dubois. So I mean it's neat stuff. But anyway, let's go ahead and bring our caller on 814. You are on Soul Stream. What's your name? And where are you from?
Hi, Terry from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Terry from Pennsylvania.
This is my first time. I just found your radio show, and I thought, wow, cool. I want to see what it's about.
And you heard me doing my stuff when I first could, and then I look up, and you're like,
there. I was looking for my headphones.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't feel too self-conscious. But, yeah, I was doing my prayers when you called in, and I had the mic up, and I looked up and went, oh, I've got a listener listening in. I wasn't sure if it was one of my friends or somebody new, and I've got somebody new. So hello to you.
Oh, hello to you.
Well, what can we do for you, my friend?
I don't know what you do.
Well, what I do is mediumship. You know, I talk to dead folks. You know, and they pop in, and I generally pick up symbols. Sometimes I actually hear them. Sometimes I see them. But more often than not, I'll get symbols. I'm what is called a mental medium. So often I'll get things just pop into my head, and quite often they're reasonably correct. And, you know, not always correct. Sometimes I misread. Sometimes I'm just having an off day. But tonight we just decided to do a show for the fun of it, and you called in. So here you are.
Okay. So let's see what you can tell me.
What can I tell you? What do I see around you, or who do I see around you would be better, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, first thing I got was a man, and I'm trying to get the side of whose side of the family he's on. What are you doing? Are you making you're making some kind of interesting noise there?
Oh, I'm going to take notes.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine. Yeah, I was going, are you moving the mic around or something?
Well, I moved my cell phone.
I'm just trying to really... I keep getting drawn to this. This is on your mom's side, this male, and he's presenting as... this man dies of a disease, and I don't know quite yet what, but he's showing me as himself in his 30s, but he didn't die in his 30s. I'm picking up, I'm going with 60 to 70 in that age bracket. I'm trying to find out what energy he is, and I'm just, this is like a grandfather energy, but I don't think it's grandfather. I think it's like a brother, brotherly energy, something like a grandfather that would be, an uncle.
Okay.
W name.
Pardon me?
Pardon me?
Pardon me, I didn't hear what you said. It'd be a uncle, but that was the last I heard.
You're really talking funny, low, very low into the mic, so I couldn't quite understand what you said.
I'm going to another room so I can talk louder.
Okay, that's going, I hear you. I keep getting the name. Like a W name, and I'm just going to go with what my instincts say, and it sounds like Wyatt, definitely got a Y component. I'll say that much, but I'm just going to go with a Wyatt, like something like that. But this is a male, and he goes back. I'm going to say this is like a great uncle or something.
Really?
I don't. Yeah, I'm going back a ways. I mean, this, but it is a relative of yours, and I know it's a male. I know he dies of some disease. I'm going to go with a lung disorder because he's showing me breathing. So, I mean, I don't know. You may not know who this is right off the bat, but he knows who you are, that's for sure. And he's, are you a mother by a chance?
Yes.
And you have young children?
No, my children 20 and 28.
All right. He's talking like they're young. I'm sitting there misinterpreting them because he's talking. I had the feeling like they're babies to him, which it might be in his mind. But he's he goes back two to three generations. I mean, this guy is way back there. But he dies in of a lung disease. And I think he was institutionalized. I mean, I'm just getting this. He's just trying to understand what he's coming up with here because he's. You're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
Okay. There are some different facilities, like I guess Waverly, and different facilities there on the eastern seaboard. That did this kind of stuff.
Yes, I heard of Waverly. Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling that this is like that sort of a place. I'm not sure that it is Waverly that he was in, but it's a place like that where they would have sent somebody like this with this kind of a disease. I feel like this is in the 40s. So, Leslie, I see that. It's like tuberculosis. That's what I feel like this is. It's like a tuberculosis-type disease. Something to do with his breathing, and he was, through no fault of his own, got it, and he was older when he got it. So he's a hardworking man. I know he lived in a city, but I don't know which city. He's shown me a city.
Does he say if he's you said my mother's side, my grandfather or my grandmother's?
It's your mom's side, and the only thing I'm having trouble with is because he's presenting as a grandfatherly energy, but I'm interpreting this to be an uncle going way back, and he's like a grandfather. So what I'm seeing in my mind lamp and I use a very special set of tools here. For the regular audience here knows what I'm talking about. The mind lamp turned a perfect shade of purple on that just as I was doing that. We use a tool called a random event generator that does different things. And it seems like whenever I'm hitting on things, that thing starts to go off. And violet would be more of a very spiritual color. And it seems to happen when I'm touching on correct points. I don't know that I've got the name right, but I do know this much. The name Y something, Wyatt or whatever that name is like, is close in either with his name or with the facility. That's the most I'm able to get out of him on this. I don't know that you've ever met him. Okay, so I don't think that you ever met him. But what I do feel is this goes back, far enough that it would be, you can research it. There will definitely be something in family albums or something like that for this gentleman. Very well respected, very well loved, but had to be separated because of this disease. So I don't know how close I am, but he comes forward claiming to be related to you, and he's around. Now, the thing that, and normally the way we do this is generally when I hit, generally what happens is I get relatives who know you, and you know them. And I'm like going, and I knew right off the bat this you weren't going to know this guy. So there's the only way that we're going to get the proof for you is that you go back and look, and then tell me if I was anywhere even close. But this is this is the way he presents. The other thing did any of your children? I think the reason he's coming through talk and he seems to be close to you about all this. Did one of the children that you had have some issues with lungs? Was there a lung or a breathing issue with the children of yours?
My youngest child had, he was allergic to cats when he was a baby.
I was allergic to cats when I was, I grew out of it. It was like a really, you get asthma?
No.
What was it?
No. He had a really bad diaper rash. I could not get rid of it. I mean, I would take the diaper off and let him run because it was, like, horrible, and I desiccated him, and I took him to the doctor, and I'm thinking he's going to take this kid from me. You know, I'm 18 years old. He's going to take this kid from me.
Yeah.
And he said, you have cats? I said, yes, I have cats. He said, get rid of the cat. He's allergic to the cat.
Yikes.
That made me feel a little better.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that this gentleman is around because of something with the children, and that might fit. I'm not sure that that's quite it, but there's some connection to the children that he feels the same about. Now, you may be able to find.
I had a miscarriage.
Oh, you did.
I had a miscarriage. Yes.
Often, what I did not pick up any of that, although I have in past readings with different folks, sometimes we'll have folks on and I'll say, and it's happened many a time where we've done readings and I'll go, hey, wait a minute, I've got a sister or brother, and they'll go, no, I don't. And I go, you might want to talk to mom about it. And all of a sudden, quite often we get the letters back. Yeah, there was like a miscarriage. And it's like, yeah, they popped in, they did their thing, and they, you know, there was a reason for them to be here, and then they go on to the other side, and then they come through, and they're still around, and they present themselves and say, hi, I'm your brother or sister. But in this case, I didn't get that. This guy is really insistent that he has a strong connection, and there's a medical interest that he has, and he's, like, protective of your children, of these two grown children that you have now. And are they out of the house and married and off and doing their lives, right?
No, or, yeah, just one lives at home.
Say again?
20, he lives at home. My youngest child lives at home, he's 20. My older son lives in Ohio.
I'm going to say that I would be just on the lookout. If this thing hasn't manifested as a, you know, with the lung thing, just keep an eye on them. You know, even though they're out of the house and stuff, you know how moms are. I mean, you're one, and you know how you keep an eye on them, and sometimes they're not good about it themselves. I just get the distinct feeling he's just really watchful with them and very protective of them. It's like he feels like they're his kids. So he's definitely.
From my mom's side.
I keep feeling like this is your mom's side.
Okay.
I mean, why is that? What are you getting?
My mother disowned me. Nobody on that side ever liked me.
No one on your mom's side ever liked you?
No.
Well, it won't matter about it. You know what? If it goes back that far and, you know, beyond that, where you have somebody like this who's had a major thing happen in their lives, you know, like this, a lot of that stuff falls away. Okay. So, and especially if they've crossed, and when they cross, a lot of things happen when somebody crosses. Including, you know, they kind of lose all that earthly stuff, and they kind of get past that. And this man's been gone long enough that that's, like, not even a concern. So I really feel like... What's that?
My grandmother had a lot of brothers and sisters that she couldn't find. She was raised in an orphanage. Her mother died, and her father couldn't take care of them.
So this might be one of the brothers...
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, I really feel this this strong energy of this facility with this man, and I feel like that he was institutionalized in some way. So that, I mean, he may have had a really rough life. You know, but I mean, it's going to be really hard for you. I mean, this is the part where these are the kind of readings I go, damn, how do we prove it? You know. But
yeah.
I mean, you've got more than you had before. You've got at least a direction, and I think that's what he's just trying to do. He's going, hey, I'm here. And I mean, I'm reading 30 years old the way he presents. You know, I mean, he's showing me himself as young, but I keep hearing the number 60 to 70. Now, I don't know if I'm getting that right, but I'm just going to give you what we got, and then, you know, if you whatever you find out about this, it would be really neat to see if you do find him. I'm going to stick with like a Y name, Wyatt. It'll be something similar to that sounding kind of a name. And he's a fairly, to just physically describe him, thin, kind of a thin man, but, you know, very wiry build. And just sort of trying to think of the ethnic. He almost looks Italian. I don't know if it's Italian or he's got
my grandma. My grandma was part Cherokee.
Okay. Yeah, because I couldn't tell what it looked. It just had what I was seeing was the nose. That was the first thing I was seeing. I'm going, what's with the nose? And I'm trying to place this race. And so, yeah, he's ethnic for sure. There's an ethnic component to it. So if that's it, then he's Cherokee.
Okay.
But what was the other half? If he was part Cherokee, what was the other?
We were never told. We were just told that my grandmother was part Cherokee, and like she really didn't discuss about it, but she looked for her brothers. And I think she had sisters.
Yeah.
But she searched for them, and she found one and brought him here. And lived with, you know, lived below her. She had put a trailer in for him to live in. And she took care of him.
How old was he when he passed?
I'm not sure.
Do you know his name? You're not sure?
I'm not sure. I know it's going to pop in my head, but I can't.
Well, you know what? This is the kind of thing where, what I'll say is this. Take what we've got so far, because I'm not getting much more from him, other than that he's very watchful and very protective of you guys. He's been around you for a very long time. I mean, he's been there from the time that the children were born, and he sort of watches over you, too. So he's got a kind of a soft spot for your family. Now, whatever this is about, I think he's independent of the whole thing of the other side of the family not liking, you. I don't think that even comes into the equation. So this is interesting stuff, and I hope you do find him. I hope you do maybe look into the genealogy a bit and see if you can make some sense of it. But what I get from him is he's just really – he loves and cares about you guys. So – I feel like a guardian, kind of a guardian energy with him.
Okay,
other than that, pardon me?
Maori, does he say Maori?
He's a Mali?
Maori.
Oh, Maori. Is that all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like Mao as a last name.
Maori. I don't, all I was getting was the Y, the Wyatt. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I'm not getting, and he sort of just kind of stepped back. So I mean, I've got what I've got. I've done my best here. This is kind of a tough one, but he is around you, and I don't know that he's like done anything overtly to make his presence known around you guys, but I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Now that this is kind of out.
Tell him to. I would like to know. That he's here, and I'll see what I can find out. But like I said, I don't have any family to ask, so it might be kind of tough.
You might be able to make some sense of it with some resources out there that can help you look into these things.
Okay.
I just get the thing is I get with this is I feel like there's some upcoming. There's some upcoming things that are going on with your family, specifically with the children are going to be going through some real challenges, and so he's kind of just wanting to pop in and just say, yeah, this is coming, be aware of it, nothing bad, but he wants, he's basically going to be there looking out for things, to back you up, and he's looking out for them too, and, I don't know how psychic you are or your children are, but I just get the distinct feeling he's going to make his presence known somehow, and it might just surprise the hell out of your boys. So I hope this makes sense. I mean, I hope you can find something out of it, because it's definitely an unprovable one for me.
Could I ask a question?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
When I was little, my friends were killed in a fire.
They were killed in a fire?
Yes. They were my best friends, Angela and Carmella.
Just seeing what I can do. This was grade school. This was like you were younger when this happened?
Yes.
All right. Definitely got colder in here. Did one of the... I'm being shown by one energy that this... And I don't know that this is them, but I'm going to go with this. I'm getting a distinctly cold chill in here. And the thing I'm getting is... let's see, keep my screen going. What I keep getting... did one of them have an accident before they were killed? Like something with their arm? I keep being shown... I think they're trying to prove who they are. There's some sort of broken arm or something with a problem with a hand or an arm. And, you know, this is... I don't know that you're going to be able to get a proof out of this, but this is a female that's showing me her hand or arm is not quite right. And you may have to find out.
I don't know, because we had moved away and we didn't know. And at Christmas, I wrote them a letter and they didn't write back in January. It was like the end of December, you know. And they didn't write back, and they died January 10th.
They what?
They just died on January. They died on January 10th.
Oh, dear God. I mean, what I get is one of the two girls is had an injury with a hand or an arm prior to the fatal fire. Something is being... This is something you may... Again, I mean, this is really the night for this. I mean, I normally would be able to get a... They're showing you things that you're going to have to check into, and I think this is more to get you connected more to them by actually going in and researching it.
Okay.
And there's more to this, though, and I'm seeing what I get from here. You three were really tight, right? I mean, you were like...
Yeah.
All sisters?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yes, what?
Yeah, we were real close, and we moved away.
And you spent, it was such a close
every
thing
day.
That you were spending nights at each other's places and that kind of stuff. It was like you were all this one big extended family.
Yeah. Yeah, they come to visit us right before when we moved back here, and her mom had thought about moving back here and staying with my mom and us, and then she decided to go back to her husband.
Was this location? You're in Philadelphia, and so have you been? You've been there pretty much the whole time, right? You know, in and around that area.
I'm in Bedford, but that was in Milton.
Where is Milton?
Where the fire was. It is, do you know where Lewisburg is? It's like not far from, there's Lewisburg State Pen.
Is it, what state is that?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
I've been in Pennsylvania my whole life.
This is one thing I don't know about. You know, I've only been to like Philadelphia one time in my life. You know, and I was a teenager. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does Pennsylvania border the ocean? Normally I would know this stuff, but
no.
I just don't.
No.
Did you?
Well,
but I. Are you? Did you guys ever take a trip to the ocean? I'm being shown ocean. You know, did you guys ever go off?
We lived right across from the Susquehanna River.
Okay, well, I was getting beach scenes, time on the beach, time running, playing, that kind of stuff, and I kept thinking, well, am I looking at ocean? And that's what I was interpreting.
I think we did go to, like, a park that had sand and water,
okay.
But it wasn't like a beach.
All right,
like I don't remember a lot when I was little, and I don't understand why I don't remember a lot.
That could be traumatic stuff being kind of held back. I mean, those are things that I think a lot of this is – I think part of what's going on here is they're trying to really get you to all these things that we're going through here, trying to get you to go back in your own mind, and then not only that, research it so you can definitely, you know, pull back these memories, because this is good stuff. I mean, it's happening here. Did you guys? If I didn't know any better, I'm just going to go with it. You all three went to movies and stuff together, right?
To movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever sneak in? Did you, like, sneak into places?
We didn't sneak into the movies, no.
You did?
Maybe the pool.
Yeah, I'm getting a sneaking event, and this is being shown. They were showing something about sneaking in and getting away with it or something. So, I mean, that's another thing that pops up here. One of the two sisters had her own medical challenge, and I'm trying to understand what this is being shown. I don't know that you were aware of some of these things.
No, I probably.
Was one of them, one of the two of them often ill or taken ill? That you remember?
Well, I know that Carm had to, like, if we were jumping around too much, Junie would say, sit down, Carm.
Yeah, I'm getting, I keep getting something on the order of, what I keep seeing over and over again is something to do with the head or the brain. And, if I had to pin it as whatever this is, I'm going to go with epilepsy. Something that she would set her off and would set off seizures. So there was something, and the mind lamp turned a perfect shade of red on that. So I don't know if that's an agreement or not, but I do know this. I mean, there's something seriously. Yeah, Nancy, I see that. I'm just getting pinned here. I really feel like it. Do you still maintain connections with that family at all?
I went down a few years ago and I put flowers on their graves. And I haven't seen Jamie in a while because when she sees me, it's hard for her.
You know what I'm really led to say that you might want to consider that you may not have is to examine the possibility of getting a regression done, not to go to a past life, but to remember your life as it was as a young girl, and to get that on tape so that you can pull those memories are really deep within you, and I really feel like it would do a world of good to get this stuff back. Because this reading, I mean, I'm really taking my time with you because there's so much here that's being pulled up, and I would not be surprised if you're not going to start having dreams too, and you may be visited by them. You know, the spirits that are coming through here are going to probably visit you, and I would really strongly urge you to keep a journal and really consider.
I'm starting.
Yeah, it. I really feel like you have ability that you've kind of shut down. I don't know that you did. You do have it.
I did have it, and
you shut it down.
Yes.
Okay. Guess what?
What?
It would be a really good time at this point in your life now that you've kind of got a little time to, you know, a little bit of extra time now that you're not so much an everyday mom. I'm really led to say that this is your time, and you need to look out for you. And not only that, there's a real sense of curiosity about this stuff that I really pick up of you. I just listen to the way you talk, and you're like this. If I walked up on you on the street, and I heard you talking, you would come off like everybody else. And yet when I'm sitting here and sitting with you, and I've never seen you, I've never met you before. But what I get is an overall I feel sadness with you, and yet there's a whole lot of depth to you that's much more. And I really feel that this would be, really benefit you, and you would be a lot happier finding out some of these things. Because you're going to find out some things that are going to be, a little tough, but there's also a lot of good that's going to come out of it. And it will change your life. And I think that this is what this is all about. So, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You're a really good soul.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are. Yeah.
Nobody's ever told me that.
Well, you are. You've carried a bit of a burden, I'll say that. And I know there's more here. I'm not going to go into it on air. But what I'll say is that you have managed to get this far, and I think you need this. I think you need to go back and explore where all this came from and the stuff that you don't remember, because I know it's in there. So it'll open up some possibilities.
Well,
and your gifts are really what they are. They are gifts, and they do deserve to be used, and I think they can be reawakened. So
okay.
Yeah.
I will tell you that my husband said that when I was going through a bad time with my mom, when she first, totally disowned me for no reason, I would get drunk and take pills, and he said you would say stuff that he never heard me say stuff before, and he said, you don't remember telling me. And you look at me like I'm stupid, he made this up. But
well,
I was telling him things that.
Well,
I
let me tell you what. That's like taking the cap off a bottle when you've corked it up all that time and you use a substance. A lot of people will take drugs and do different things or drink. And, what's funny is if you go into a bar, you see the word spirits. There's reason for that, because there are spiritual energies that are really not all that great that do hang around bars, and they form attachments, and that's where a lot of alcoholism, there's this little whole spiritual component to it. But in this case, you were basically unleashing that genie that's inside of you, and it went off and did what it does. And that's kind of what I'm saying, is I think you've got this neat thing that's inside of you. It really needs to be freed up. And I think you could help a lot of people, including yourself. So it's just because you're so level. That's the thing I keep hearing with you. You're very level. Your emotion hasn't really tilted one way or another. There's a little bit of variation. I think that could be woken up and be a lot deeper, and you could really learn to laugh a lot deeper. And I feel that with you. So you need to laugh some.
Yeah.
You do. Yeah. So
how do you get regressions, though, that you can trust?
What you need to do is go in and really look around for a good certified hypnotist, somebody that has experience in these matters, and shop around. Talk to them in person. Get to know them. Find out what the recommendations are out on the internet. Really go see you might want to see them actually work. But do that, and then you'll find the right one. Now, I had it done with me a good 20 years ago, and it was an amazing experience, and I was glad I did it. And the lady that did it was really knowledgeable. She answered all my questions, and we went through the whole thing, and I came out with an amazing tape, But I really don't think – that was a past life regression. In this case, I really think a current life regression is in order for you. So
Yeah.
So, this was all about some self-discovery tonight. And I really think that some of your family is coming through. The two sisters are fine on the other side. They showed me a few things. They're really okay. The way that I'm getting it is it was their time. That was all agreed on in the past. That was their, they came to do what they had to do and they left. I was rough on you, and I think it had a lot to do with you kind of shutting down because of the closeness. I think there were some other things attached to your shutting down a bit. But what I really feel is, now that you're at this point in your life, I think some of these things are reawakening, and you're casting about looking for answers, and this is what this is all about. So, all right?
Okay.
Okay. You go get them. I got a good feeling with you. And if you find out anything, definitely get a hold of me.
I will.
Yeah, just you can Facebook me. You can find my Facebook page and get a hold of me, because I'm going to remember this one. This one's going to stick in my head. Usually I forget readings, but I'm making a point to remember this one. Okay.
Okay. I do know that one of my cousins did a family tree. Maybe she knows something. Maybe she can help with the guy.
Yeah, I strongly think you're going to find some evidence of it. And I'm going to stick with the Y name, like Wyatt. And so that I've got some pretty good confidence with. And if you find Wyatt, I'd like to hear about it, because that one, he's around you, and he's an interesting character. Okay.
Time to start showing me. Time to show me the money.
Show me the money. I don't think this is about money. I think it's about your happiness. That's what I really feel with this one. So, all right, my dear.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I stay on hold? I will. Can I stay on hold?
Yeah, I'll put you on hold. You can just listen in.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, God bless. All right. You know what? I'm going to extend the show to you guys, because I could already feel you doing that. So what I'm doing is I'm just going to take a quick studio break here for about a minute, and then I see the other callers out there, the 913 and 323. So we'll get you on, and I'm going to put about a minute studio break on. And let's see. That's my stuff from my night court show. I remember I was the judge on the night court show the other night. We had a fun time with that show. Let's see. Let's do I think we'll do. No, I already played that one, didn't I? Let's do some Fly Away. That'll be a fun one.
Live from the Haunted Kingdom of Gold and broadcasting from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
And I am now opening the telethon here for Nancy Mum. Yes, Nancy is in dire need of cookware, so we're going to have a telethon for Nancy. She did a great job piloting tonight, but she's in dire need of cookware. She's beaten the hell out of a whole lot of people. And the cookware is all broken. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and read off who we have here in the audience, and then we'll take the 913 caller next. And, oh, God, I'm going to get killed. Let's see. Castle 407 is with us. We got Cassie's Distant Echoes, Chips and Salsa, Curious Listener. Curious, I see what you're saying. And I say that about everybody. No, I don't, but she's got a very good soul. Yes. Sometimes they don't have good souls when they come in. I don't know. I'll never say. Anyway, we have Scott Wise from GASP is here with us. Karen, a extended member of GRI down in Phoenix, Arizona, is here. A big hug to her. She is now a bikerette and drives a extremely massive bike around. And she rides with a shotgun in her hand now, I hear, and is being chased by the police quite often. I am going to still get in trouble for that. Lorraine Bell is here. And let's see, we've got Margaritaville, and we've got Mikey. Hello. Nancy, who needs cookware. And we're going to have a special show just for Nancy. I haven't forgotten about the winners on my Name My Droid contest. And I've got Leslie and Nancy, both are here, who are the winners on my show. And I'm going to have to get them roped in. We got Quinny, who is here. We did a really good show with her the other night. There was some interesting readings that happened. Granted lips, can't speak. Would say that, and everything just started shutting down. It was really a good show, and we had some interesting effects from her guides who came in to give me the Quinny treatment. And I walked out of here going, it was weird. Good energy, and some strange stuff's been happening around here ever since. But we got Satori is with us, and Tim Zuhl, and we've got Leslie, down there with her. She's always got the XX thing, and so she's always at the bottom of the list. Leslie, go with an AA. We'll put you at the top of the list. So anyway, good to see all my friends here. We got about an hour 8 remaining, and we're going to just keep on doing readings and have fun. And you know what? I mean, even if you just want to call and shoot the bull about something paranormal or something you've heard spiritually or whatever you want, just give a yell, because it doesn't always have to be about readings. So anyway, I'm going to bring on 913. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
My name's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I was calling tonight. Well, first I want to say thank you for what you're doing.
Okay.
Your help is very much appreciated, I'm sure.
Sometimes not. Sometimes they hit me with a. Sometimes I'm hit over the head with cookware.
Oh, even the few other people that I know, but I'm sure you don't probably deserve it.
Oh, occasionally I do. Occasionally I do, but it's always in good fun until I get the stitches out. Nancy's going to ignore. But anyway, I mean, where are you at in the world? What part of the United States or wherever you're at are you from?
I am from around everywhere, but I consider Kansas home.
Okay. Kansas. All right.
Yep.
So what home can we do for you there, Sarah, in Kansas?
Well, I was wondering, I'm not sure, a general read or whatever messages that you may have or that whatever comes across. From spirit or from fishing or whatever you have in general?
I know this is going to sound weird. I mean, generally, when I go to read folks, and I'll pull one of the habits I have is when just as somebody calls, I answer the line. The minute I answer it, I start getting symbols. And
okay.
I know this sounds really freaky. I don't know why I'm getting this, and I'm just going to trust instincts because usually, it leads to some really interesting story. Why do I see a station wagon with you? What is the thing with the station wagon? It's a station wagon. I mean, it's like a Subaru or the old class, like those Outback things. I don't know, a Subaru Outback, but it's like a station wagon type vehicle. And I don't know if there's like a trip with you or there's something that's going on with, with you having a station wagon or something like that. But I see this energy of a car around you that's got cargo space, and I don't get it. It might even be an SUV, but I mean, it's just, what's the deal with the station wagon?
I have no clue.
Okay, well, then I'm going to say this. That might be a future event. Let's just put that on the back burner.
Okay.
But what I got with you is, I'll tell you what I saw. I mean, the way this symbol came up was of a of an old. And how old are you? What are you? You're like 20, 20-ish.
Ish 19.
Okay, so
20-ish.
All right, so you're right at that. You're right at that. What I'm going to say is this goes. All right, I'm getting a little more of this now. When you grew up, did your parents have a station wagon of some sort? Was this something that you went around in a station wagon? Was there a parent thing that was like this god awful 1970-ish station wagon that you rode around in? Or I mean, I'm getting this as a kid that you're in this station wagon.
No station wagon. That's interesting.
I'm really getting. I'm sticking my guns on this.
It's Grand Cherokee Jeep from the 90s, but.
All right. Was this okay? So was it a station wagon that was from the 90s?
It was a station wagon.
What was it?
It was a Jeep.
Did it have like a big? Oh, so it was an SUV then, kind of vehicle. Kind of, it was like before they called them SUVs, they were just the Jeep, It had the covered top. It wasn't Jeep like the old Willys Jeeps. This had like a cargo bay and all that stuff, and it was covered.
It had a hatchback, I guess you could say. It didn't have the canvas roofing it had in the metal roof.
Yeah, that would fit with what I'm going with here, because did it have the thing I'm trying what I saw was for, and they used the symbol from my time because I'm slightly older than you, and what I was seeing was the 70s wood panel style god awful Chevy Chase style station wagon with, it was just like the most, it was the kind of car you didn't want to be seen in, and that's kind of this feel I got with this with you. I just got this. Now, who you rode with someone in this vehicle? I mean, was this parents that had this?
Yes.
Who is there? Someone? I mean, this is I'm stretching here. Do you have siblings?
No biological siblings. No, I'm the only child. I mean, I have dogs, and they bring home friends who turn into siblings, and I bring home a lot of fictive kids, but I'm an only child.
No. Who rode in the car? Were there other children that rode in the car with you? Because that's what I'm trying to get at, is there's like I see another child that was in the car with you.
What do they look like?
I'm getting female, blonde female.
Tiny, like 5 years old-ish?
That would fit. I mean, I getting it's a very young person, so that would fall into it. But what I'm getting is I don't think she's like the pigtail type of girl. More natural, just a more natural haircut.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Childhood friend, bestest friend. That's what we call
now,
each other. Wait.
Have you stayed in touch with her?
Tried to. We lost touch last year in the spring or so. We lost touch for a while. She moved out of town when we were about 6 and 7 years old. We had a harsh parting, but she would always secretly let us know when she was coming into town. The parents were divorced, and she flew with her father. And she'd let my mother and I know when she was going to be in the KCI airport, and we would drive down, and we'd meet her. and then we lost touch, and then we've kept in touch sporadically. The last time I spoke with her, she was in a bit of a depression. She was in a bit of a depression, but she was trying to get out of it, and she was trying to do better, and she was trying to get her life together because her family had sort of put everything on her shoulders, and she
I'll tell you why I'm getting this. I mean, this is what this is about. It is, I would do everything in my power to try to get a hold of her. Because I really feel like, there's some real serious stuff going on.
It seems up with me. I've been thinking about her constantly, and I just found a keychain that has a picture of us on the left. Times that we spent together, we had gone and we'd gotten our ears pierced and got our picture taken, and it was our first ear piercing. And
No, she's not crossed. I don't feel that she's crossed, but what I do feel is there is a family member who knows of you, who saw the opportunity for this to kind of come across to get some help here, because somehow, some way. They want you to get a hold of her. She needs help. She needs your help. I mean, that's what I keep getting the impression of.
The last time I spoke with her, we talked about her coming down to my university and me thinking about coming here to where I'm going to school, because she wanted to go into veterinary medicine and chemistry and biology, and she found her niche there. I told her that she really needed to come down, and I know her family life never really cleared up, and she was always painted as a black sheep because she was rebellious, but she was always nice with my family. She always listened to my mother, and she had a sister who befriended her Facebook friends, and it's a very messed up thing, and I got worried about her. I figured that maybe her sister had taken me off her Facebook page again, but I could never find her, and I tried sending her another Facebook message. Sorry, I'm going on.
No. You're. I mean, you got a definite connection there, and it's the two of you are really joined at the hip even now. The thing is what I get with her is there's either been an illness with her or something has happened that's leading her down that path. There's something not right, and I think that a hand reaching in to give her a hand, you know, to lift her up and just let her know she's cared for, it's going to do a world of wonder for her. And this spirit that's coming through is a male who is from her family.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a T-E sound, or an E sounding name like Ted or Ed. I don't know which side he's on.
Ed. And he knows of me?
He knows. He's passed and knows. Basically, the other side kind of knows ahead of time how this is all going to work out. I never figured this out, how they do this. I mean, they're amazing. But what they'll do is they know when I'm going to do a show, or other folks out here on Blog Talk who are different readers and different mediums will come on. And it's kind of the luck of the draw who gets to do this. And so this gets set up, and then boom, and it all works out. But in this case, this man, what I feel is it's like her father's side, if not her father.
Oh, God.
Pardon me?
I said I would hope nothing happened to her father. Her father's name was John.
Then it's not him then, because it's like an Ed or a Ted, or there's a T, there's a E name with this gentleman. And if it's not him, it's going to be somebody closely related to your friend. All right. And with a definite interest. And I feel the more I think about it, I'm getting to the side of your father, the father. And I feel that this is kind of a brotherly energy. So it's going to be a brother, like a brother or a cousin. but it's somebody who is close to her and is worried about her and is then using all this opportunity to get hold of you, because for whatever reason, that family isn't quite, you know, like you were talking about, they're not connected. And
it never did.
You've got that bond that you can get through. So I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you can do it. And
can you tell how I can get a hold of her?
What I got a feeling about is if you just search diligently, and if you can use whatever means, I mean, Facebook, obviously, do some different things. You know, the people who are close around her that you would know how to get hold of, I'd ride them like, you know, no tomorrow to try to get hold of them to get to find out what to do. You know, and yeah, it's even easy to trace people with a private detective if you had to. You know, but I just really feel that this is important. So, yeah, I mean, she's got a very innocent quality to her. I mean, she's I think she gets taken advantage of, you know. There's just a good feeling there.
She tries to act tough to protect herself, but she was always the one who stood up for me, because I was always the soft one. She always had the fiery rage, but she always had a certain part that didn't need to be protected. I was very vulnerable, but she always tried to harden up and back everybody else. And she was the most honorary thing when she was a kid to her family and to those who she didn't feel so needed or deserved respect. But I was able to talk her into putting herself in time out. I forgot what happened. And we've always had this sort of connection, but I miss her. And it's funny, she grew into a full-blown fiery redhead, and I've been thinking about her a lot recently, and I put her picture on my purse, and I've been wearing the keychain, and I don't know how to get a hold of her, but
I'm gonna say this. You two, the reason that this is happening is you two have a bond, and when that happens, that's psychic. That's stuff that's, you know, when we have people we love, you know, we have that, you know, we form a connection that can never, doesn't matter how far away you are, you know when the other person's in trouble that you care about. You feel that. You know, I would start off with some simple stuff, like before you go to bed tonight, talk to her. Just go out wherever you go and just close the door, openly talk to her and say, I'm trying to find you. You've got to give me a clue. And then ask your subconscious. Here's another little trick that a lot of people, you know, I use quite often, even in my work, you know, in technical work I do. If the answer isn't in front of me, what I do is I just say, okay, it's up to you, subconscious. You take it from here. And then let me know with an epiphany when the time comes. And it sometimes is 2 and 3 weeks, and all of a sudden, boom, the idea, you know, my brain's just been sitting there working on it, because it continues to work in the background. It's just like, you know, running off a batch job and saying, you figure it out. And I have a feeling that that's kind of the way this will work out. She may end up popping in. You know, another way that this could roll is she may just pop up at your front doorstep. I mean, I ain't kidding. But if you send out to her, and, you know, you should talk to her higher self from yourself and say, look, we need to get together. You know, I'm worried about you.
I definitely see you doing that.
Give that a shot, because if she's a fiery redhead, I'll lay dollars to donuts that this girl is incredibly gifted. She's probably Celtic in some way. I come from a whole bunch of those people. And they're all kind of weird like me. I mean, yeah, I'm half Scottish Islander. So, I mean, you know, I can't, and the other half is Viking. Mm-hmm. Portuguese. Oh, I'm Portuguese on my dad's side, but they were all Vikings who landed in the Azores. So go figure. But, I mean, she's pretty gifted, you know, and what I get with her is, though, I feel like there's some big thing that's happened with her, and she's lost and needing help, and she's really hitting the wall. So you coming along and doing this, I think, at the right time is going to be a savior thing. And not only that, it's going to be good for you. So I hope this helped. I really do. I mean, she's really needing help.
And she knows she's always welcome, even if it's on a subconscious level. She knows she's always welcome in our home. She stood in our home for about 2-3 months while her mother searched for a home and got herself settled in South Carolina. And she we were like sisters. She went around telling people that we were sisters. And she was this blonde-haired, blue-eyed child, perfect, picture-perfect picture of a perfect child. And I was dark skin and wild, massive curly hair, and we always wanted to be like each other. And she went around telling people in a very racist, prejudiced part of our town that we were sisters. Or she'd go walk up and people would tell her, "Oh, you're so cute," and she'd say, "Thank you, that's my sister. Do you think she's cute? I'm black, you know, but you don't think she's pretty?" And the people just look so bewildered. And I really do. She was just a sort of honoring. And my mother would tell her, "You can't be doing that." She goes, "But it's true, and they're mean, and we're sisters. And if they can't respect that," and she was just so fiery. And she fell into the wrong sort of crowd when she moved in with her father, and the home life was not good. And to rebel, she got black friends because her father was very racist, and that really made him mad. She found her young age, and he called me some very expletive choice words when we were 5 years old. And years later, about 10 years later, I found him again on Facebook, and he told me all that had happened. And he found out that I had graduated early from high school at 15, and he apologized for everything and wanted me back in her life. But when she gets to a certain point, it's hard to get her back down. And I don't think they understand her, and I miss her. I'm sorry if I'm rambling. It's just all this stuff has been going through my head more and more of the past week or so, and I don't know how to get a hold of her, but...
Things I said, and then start, there's two ways to approach it. One is the techniques I gave you there, but the other would be common sense stuff, and it'll be a combination of things that'll happen here. And everybody's talking about me being Captain Kirk. I'm Captain James T. Kirk, United Starship Enterprise. So I just had to give that to the chair. just beamer to you. That's it. But what I do think is, if you sit down and make a list of all the everything you remember, get it on paper, and then put down everything you can remember about, where she might, what you last remember about her and mm-hmm. her situation, that might spark something. And there's another little trick that we use in this little world of mine. When we want something, we really want it, you take that list of stuff I just told you to make and put it on the refrigerator and walk by it every day. And it's kind of like that same thing with throwing the subconscious a bunch of work to do. It kind of sticks in the head, and it starts these things in motion. And you may think it's just inside your head, wrong. Thoughts are things, and thoughts have energy, and guess where that energy goes? It goes out into the universe, and thought is instantaneous. It may even exceed the speed of light. And so what I'm saying is you're going to affect her and her subconscious, and her being fairly gifted, it kind of kickstart this thing, and I do feel like that's going to happen. So I fully expect, because I think your mother is chips and salsa. Am I correct?
True.
All right, so I expect another 2-3 weeks we're going to be hearing about this, because I have a feeling some news is going to come in on this, and it'll be good news. But there's something I'm going to tell. I'll talk with your mom about it on Facebook, because I don't have your Facebook stuff. But there's one other piece I won't say on the air, but it's, I have a feeling I understand what this is about. But I'm not going to do it on air. So there's just some things it's not bad, but it's not something to say on air. Yeah, it's personal business. So, there's just some decorum here. But I have a feeling I know kind of what's happened, and I just think that you being there is going to make a world of difference. And the mind lamp just turned a perfect shade of pink. So that means love. So, yeah, it's just sitting there all pink. Anyway, I forgot to put the camera on, guys. I keep forgetting that. I'll get it for the Saturday show. We'll do that. Anyway, I really think you have something that you can really help her with. You know, and this has been on your mind, too. You're picking up the same stuff. So, you know, go get her. You know, do what you got to do.
Okay. Okay. I'll probably be up really, really late. So if you're not too tired, or even if you are too tired, I'll have my Facebook by. Just
okay. Yeah, friend me on Facebook, and then I'll pop you a note because I want you to know kind of what I think, and it's definitely something's up here, and you will be formative in helping her keep her sanity in this thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll be there for. Thank you so much.
Okay, Sarah. You take care of yourself.
Thanks. Don't worry, I'll be calling back.
Okay. We love you too.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's a good kid. I like her. Let's see. What do we got going on here? Chips is saying something about two dogs, my hubby. And all sorts of stuff. Jess is really going. She's not going to get any sleep tonight. She's re-energized. Boy, what did I do to her? Did I miss her? Oh, God. Good Lord. Poor person. Is she still on? Oh, she's laughing at me. I can't even get the darned... I think I'm supposed to keep you on because I cannot get the control board to turn you off. I got to reload my control board. Well, let me see if I can get this thing. Every once in a while, Blog Talk stuff just gets really weird. And am I still? And
is
now
I'm still
even,
on the air?
Oh. Yeah, we're still on the air. It's just I can't get the I cannot get the Blog Talk. There we go. All right, now we're gonna put you on hold. My browser just completely weirded out. So, okay, let's try this now.
My dad.
I don't know, but something messed me up. So, okay, I'm going to try it now. So I'm going to put you on hold. And if you said something about your dad, let's just say this much. The mind lamp just turned a perfect shade of blue. So I'd be on a kind of a male color. So anyway, here we go. Now it worked. All right. There we go. John, I used to like you. It's your daddy saying no from beyond. You used to like me. Oh, I love you too. So, anyway, 510. We're going to bring 510 on. We got 42 minutes remaining, and I have plenty of room on a board for other callers after this one. So, 510. What's your name and where are you from? You're on SoulStream.
Hi, this is Camille calling from California.
Oh, a fellow Californian.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm open to whatever messages might come up, and particularly, well, everything. Just, you know, what's happening in career or love or something. Just whatever comes up, please.
Oh, boy. And I'm actually going to do this tonight because usually, you see, I'm a medium. I talk to dead folks. But I'll do some psychic stuff for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to ask this. Don't tell me where you're from, but are you native to California?
Yes, I am.
All right. Is there, don't tell me this part, because I'm going to take a guess, because I keep seeing some scenery with you. But is there family... of yours that's from the southeastern part of the United States? And don't say which state.
What's defined as southeastern?
I would say the Gulf region.
Yes.
Okay. That's why I'm seeing this. Would that state be Mississippi, Louisiana?
Yes.
You know, okay. Would these people, what I saw, the first thing I saw with you was I saw a swamp and water in Louisiana. And I just saw people living near lots of water. Would that also be correct, that you have family there like that?
Maybe a long time ago. Now, no. But, you know, who knows?
Okay. What I get is this is current family who are living out. There is current family. Let's just say it this way. There's current family living in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm,
who are,
yeah.
And they are in Louisiana, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I just feel like there's a strong connection with you, with these people that's coming up for you.
Okay.
And I don't know, it was just so strong. It just, I know this is going to sound really whacked, but.
Say it.
I'm gonna do it the California thing just to benefit all our Eastern listeners. What? Totally, for sure. It's like the California thing. But anyway, I'm just joking. I'll do the Captain Kirk thing later. My friends are gonna hit me with a frying pan here shortly. What I keep getting is, were any members of your family into interesting practices? I'm trying to put a good spin on this.
I am, and it has not been confirmed, but something that my grandmother told me that she believed her mother-in-law was, and, you know, how would I know? Because, you know, I wasn't alive yet. So, yeah.
Well,
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
So we're talking about a Houdin, you know, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I know.
So who was into that? Why I'm bringing this up is that I feel that your particular family, including yourself, that this line kind of comes through there, and that you have some interesting heritage there, but not only that, there's a very strong sense of that if you ever developed an interest in pursuing your gifts, I wouldn't say so much that you need to go in and be following that particular line of a religion, okay,
right.
In those practices. But what I am saying is that you come from a line of people that have had these abilities, and this is why I was shown these things. And I think that you would, benefit by knowing a little more about that. And I feel like my lamp turned perfect purple, so highly spiritual. You're very spiritual, you're very connected. And what I feel very strongly with you is that, again, kind of like a couple other callers here tonight. And this has been the night of finding out your past history stuff. And what I feel like with you is that finding out a little bit more about those people that came before in your family would do a world of good, because I really think that it'll open your eyes to how talented they were and what you can do.
Right.
And
okay.
I just get this just strong feeling of you doing just some really incredible work with people and helping them. I don't know what you do for a living. I don't know what you're, any of that. And I'm really not picking up much other than this thing and I'm not even sure who's shown it to me. I'm not getting any of your family members coming through. The only thing that came through was this is from a higher source that's very strongly saying, and I feel like this is a major set of guides for you who are coming through just saying, you need to know about this. And you need to follow up on that. And what you do with that is up to you, but, this is being made aware to you. Do you know these people in Louisiana? I mean, do you know, you can pick up the phone and call them, or you know how to get a hold of them?
Yes.
Okay. I really think that would be to your benefit. This is a major deal. What part of California you're in? Where are you at?
I'm in Alameda, which is in Northern California, right outside of Oakland.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. I'm up the road from you, just outside Sacramento. So I've been in Elmwood many a time. There's a strong spiritual culture there, too, all through that area. And so you'll have no trouble finding, you know, once you find out more about this, you're right in the thick of a whole lot of neat stuff there. And I really think this will kind of open a lot of doors for you. These people in your family, they're still, I think, some interesting things for you to discover about this that I think carries on to the current day, if I read this right. So I don't think that it's and Chips is sitting here saying stuff of Chips, it's actually don't prejudge everything.
Right.
So because they're talking about voodoo. Voodoo is not always bad. It's there's definitely a white inside to it, just like any spiritual practice. There's a white and a middle and a dark side, and it's what you do with that power and what your intent is how you make these things work, and if you come into it from a pure spiritual perspective, you can do good for the world with it. So, and I really feel that you are a good person in that sense. I don't think you would abuse these things, and these gifts are very special, and you do have them. And I think you have the gift of sight. I think that you can see things kind of before they happen. And you got a good, strong intuition, and it just needs a little, work. And I think you would really take off and do some interesting stuff. I'm just seeing if I can throw anything else. They're really not giving me much else. I mean, honestly, I mean, getting hit upside the head with this mallet is, I think, enough. Is this a fairly large extended family? I mean, because I get a lot of people in this family in Louisiana.
Yeah. My grandfather was born in Louisiana and remained there his boyhood and I guess preteen or something years. His mom moved him to Texas, and then from there he went Army, and then eventually him and my grandmother ended up in California. So he still has first cousins living there in Louisiana, and that means I have, like, first cousins however many removed and all this. So because of the miracle of Facebook, I am in touch with many of, like, third cousins once removed, all that business, like on a daily basis, who still live there. And some live here, but I'm more intrigued by the ones who live there.
Well, I really think that you would, it would really be cool for you in the coming year. A trip out there would be an eye-opener for you. Let's say that. I mean, if you haven't been there before,
I've been once or twice.
Yeah, I really think kind of going in there with kind of an eye, just to meet everybody and kind of take a fresh look at it all. I just feel like it's going to be, it'll open some doors, and then you decide what you want to do with it. But I feel with you, it's going to do a world of good. But you've got, I don't know that you're going to follow the path that they're on, but I got a feeling you're going to find out that you come from a pretty powerful line of folks. And you definitely got it, kid. Let's say that.
You know, one thing I did last spring, so my mom has passed on, and we both went to Catholic school, and I guess my grandmother had saved, like, all this stuff, trinkets and things belonging to my mom. And I found a little box. In this little box was a little lapel pin that I'm fairly certain was my mom's. Golden fleur-de-lis with French spelled out on every leaf. So, and I said, I'm sure she wore this. And after I found that over the spring, suddenly I kept seeing the fleur-de-lis image in random places without even looking for it. So last August, I found a pendant, and I just bought it. $20, I have to have this. And then I started thinking, wouldn't this be nice if... So last Thursday, I went ahead, tattoo parlor, and got my mom's fleur-de-lis French pin. And fleur-de-lis is a major symbol used in Louisiana culture. I had that tattooed on my forearm, in the inner forearm.
Yeah.
So it's like it honors both my mom and our, you know, Catholic school days and faith and our shared Louisiana heritage. So,
well,
that's like, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I think we had a direct hit tonight on this one.
Yeah.
I really feel that you will this is going to do you a world of good to know more about this, because I feel that this line of people was very honorable and has an amazing history that you really need to know more about. And I keep one of the things I keep being shown is this is a large, like, I don't know if a plantation or if it's something like that, but what I keep getting is that they're near or on a property that there's quite a haunting going on.
Mm, okay.
And so this is one of the sets of relatives that you have are in and around this stuff. And I get a feeling that you may find it very interesting when this happens, that this will be part of your lesson. When you go there, you may very well have some interesting encounters. It's nothing to be afraid of. I just have a strong feeling that you're going to be introduced to some things that you weren't counting on. but keep your mind open to it. I would just, without anything coming in from the other side, this fleur-de-lis that you're talking about,
yeah.
Really look into that more in depth. That's very interesting. I think you were following your inner instincts and guides on this one. And
yeah.
You know, there's a real family deal there. Have you translated the French that was on your mother's fleur-de-lis?
Yeah, it literally is just French. It's because, you know, it's three leaves. So the first leaf is FR, and the middle leaf is EN, and then the last leaf is CH. So it just like...
Oh, it's really French.
That's all, that's all it is. Because, you know, in the 60s, you either took French or Latin. So she took French in, like, you know, junior high school. And so I guess they're like, here, you wear this. So, yeah, I've got this. It's a fleur-de-lis with French spelled out with a crucifix at the bottom. And it's, you know, it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know the symbology of that too much, what that actually means, but what's striking to me is, you know, that's a Trinity symbol, obviously. Three is big in a lot of religions. And and I think that you may find out there's some more hidden meanings that go with that once you research this some more. I just can't say it enough. You got to get out there and get talking to these people.
Yeah, I mean, I do. They're, like, because of Facebook, there's one distant cousin who he and I have become quite close, and maybe last Thanksgiving. I mean, I met him before when I went out there 5 years ago, but didn't really pay any attention. And I guess last Thanksgiving he was very upset because I didn't make any plans to go and have Thanksgiving dinner with the family. And I guess, like, he'd hoped I was going to come out there, and I don't know what he thought, but let's sneak off or something. I'm like, oh, okay. So now I know this. And it turned into a very interesting friendship, intellectual friendship, highly, you know, compatible, same interests, same music, same whatever. And it's like blurred some lines, but we're like distant cousins anyway, so it's not like it's gross or anything. You know, which I hope not, but it's like one of the things I would like to do is like see him in person again and say, okay, all those things you said, do you mean those things you say? And what? And if so, who's going to be upset? Or maybe not. I don't know.
Well, follow, you know what? follow your instincts. You've got good instincts. I mean, I feel that this is going to be an eye opener for you. I mean,
okay, I'll do that.
I would, as a matter of fact, I don't know if you're big on writing stuff down, you know, but I would definitely keep a notebook of everything you see and feel, because I just get this strong feeling you're going to be. I really feel you. Is there's something media, like a media thing coming out of this with you? I don't know if it's a book or you're on the radio or something, but I think it's going to open some interesting doors for you.
Okay.
Go get them, kid.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
You're welcome, Camille.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was a neat reading. I really like that. I mean, pinned it right on the nose with the family and the region, and some interesting spiritual stuff going on there. Let's see, we got what do we got going on here? We're at 24 minutes remaining, so I think we got time for one more. 913, another 913 caller. I think I might know who this is. 913, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, good evening. My name's Andy.
Oh, I was wrong. Ha ha. Okay. Ah, you got me. Hi, Andy.
Hi. How you doing tonight?
It's been an interesting night. I was originally going to interview a good friend of mine about her book, and then she got caught in a little thing that. Did I just lose you? You still with me? Hello. Yeah, I saw the number drop. And Andy, if you can call back in, I will take your call. So I'm watching. I've got your number there. I'm watching for it. So 913. And I'm just going to make sure I keep a copy of it so I know who it is. So Andy is out there. There she goes. She got knocked off. Let's see. This is Captain James T. Kirk, United Starship Enterprise. Come in, Andy. We've lost you.
Hey, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
You know what?
Hello?
The gremlins are out, you know?
They are out. They are out. And you're
right.
It has been an interesting night, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, what's funny with mediumship, you know, is that sometimes when you do these shows, you'll get a bunch of different people will call in for readings, and it'll be all along the same lines. Like tonight was all about past family stuff, and other nights it'll be a completely different genre. And independent of each other, all these people call, and the readings start sounding similar, and you go, "Wow, what's going on here?" You know. So sometimes it's about my stuff, but a lot of the times it's mostly their stuff, and they're all calling about the same thing, and so. I don't know, but you're here in front of me. Hello? Where are you
Hello.
From?
I'm calling you from Iowa City, Iowa.
Okay. You can't get a more American than Iowa.
That's right. You can't.
Yeah. But what can I do for you, my friend?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm kind of interested. I'm getting ready to... I'm in a graduate study program here, and I actually have a home about 5 hours away, and I'm here at least part of the week, and I'm getting ready to move into a rental home tomorrow, which I'm very much looking forward to because it's got a yard and I can bring my dogs.
Okay.
And I'm just sort of wondering, how long am I really going to be up here?
Up here,
as in this locale, you know, for school. Sometimes, you know, when you start a pretty rigorous program, you wonder, what have I done? Was this the right move?
I know what you mean. I started University of Phoenix at age, 41 when I started my UOP, and I worked full time in aerospace. And it took me.
Wow.
I had a heart attack, and then I had a shingles hit me 3 years later. So I got knocked out for 2.5 years. I couldn't do school, and so I finally graduated in 2008. I finally got, you know, got my degree completed, and I mean, it was the best feeling in the world.
Congratulations. I'm glad I stuck with it. Great.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm 52 now, and it's like, it's really, you know, I can't say enough good things about getting, you know, even late in life, you know, getting that education.
Sure.
It really changes your view of things. You know, you become, it really changes how you look at everything, and I found that just amazing. Yeah, I mean, my perspective completely did a 180, and I became intensely more confused. So if you're going in for a graduate program, I have a strong feeling you're just going to come out going, oh, my God, what hit me? But you're going to really be informed about it. That's the best part. But, I mean, honestly, I mean, really, it's a good thing you're doing. I think that I'm just going to this is not another mediumship thing because I don't get a lot of spiritual stuff going on around you that way, and no relatives are stepping forward. But what I do feel is the sense I get of it is that this is going to take a little longer than you thought. And so you've got some challenges in front of you. I think there's a physical thing that, no, this is a spirit thing coming in. All right. There's like a feeling of, there's a male energy. Who is this guy? All right. I'm going with dad's sign.
Yep.
And dad's side has slick. Slick. Why the slick? This guy's slick. I mean, he's really a smooth talker. Kind of a smooth talker.
Huh.
And he's not criminal. I don't want that to. This guy is very well mannered. And what I'm meaning by slick is he's just very. He's very genteel, very nice. He's got a nice quality about him, but he's slick. He's like the kind of guy you just, you know, when he says what he means, he does it, and he gets it done, and everybody looks at him and goes, wow, well, this guy's a winner. I mean, that's kind of the feel I get with him, and he's in your dad's side, and I'm trying to figure out who he is. Dad, is dad passed? Your dad's passed, right?
Yes, dad is passed.
Did dad have a brother?
Yes.
And brother's passed?
Yes.
Okay. Which one of the two was the car fanatic, the car fiend? Car is cars.
Gosh, I'm not really.
Each other?
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, were they always, like, competing with each other or something? I mean, I get this strong competition thing going.
Yeah, probably. There are actually six boys in my dad's family and four girls. It was a big family. And out of the six boys, two have passed.
Okay, then what I get here is that these two are on the other side. This is the two. It's these two, your father, then the other brother. And were they, I mean, when they were younger, did they get into a lot of trouble?
Oh, yeah.
They were kind of hard to handle. And that's what I'm getting at, this car thing. I mean, I feel like there's like the pointing at each other, like he did it. No, he did it. And, they think this is funny. Okay, I'm back. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
I got kicked this time. Ha ha. My turn. Anyway, I think that I think we got gremlins. Either that or the other side is having a fun time with me. Anyway, thank God. My backup line kept going, so I was able to hold the show. What I keep getting here is. I think this would be your father is kind of the one popping in on this. And he's weighing in. This graduate program you're in, what is your subject? I mean, is this like a money thing, or is this I'm getting money or scientific? I can't tell which. I mean, what is your subject?
It's nursing. It's gerontological pain and associated symptoms, variety of, things studying interventions.
Did you find yourself at a younger age sort of discouraged from going this direction? You wanted to do this earlier on?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The way this is coming off is, they're very glad you're doing it. You're doing what you're meant to be doing. It won't matter how long it takes, just as long as you get there. This is the way I'm just trying to relay the symbols I'm getting from him. Did you have siblings also, correct?
Yes.
You have
one.
You have one?
Yeah, I have a younger brother.
Okay. Did you spend, I don't know if, was your mother, was there a period where your mother was ill, where you did more taking care of the brother?
Yes.
And this is what I'm getting. You gave a lot of yourself and put yourself aside for others. And that's kind of the thing that I'm getting here is that the way he's coming off with this is it's your time now. You do what you have to do, and damn the torpedoes. Don't let anything get in your way. Okay? And that's kind of what we're coming off. And his brother is nodding, and they're in agreement. And the rest of the family on the other side is also very approving of what you're doing. You're doing a very honorable thing. Is your brother? No. Well, I'm going to go with that. How is your brother doing?
I, to be honest with you, I'm not sure. I haven't communicated with him for a while, so I don't know. I think he's worried about some job things that are going on.
Yeah, I would. That's probably a good time just to kind of, here we are, touching base. It's another family night thing. I really think that touching base wouldn't hurt. It kind of I was sitting there, and then is mother still alive?
Yep.
He's showing me a symbol for her. Your father is showing me a symbol for her, and I'm trying to understand this. But the prayer caller, my friend in Alameda, had the fleur-de-lis, and this is a slightly different thing. I mean, I could do the easy symbol and a rose to signify love, but this guy, your dad was a romantic with her. He really loved her. I mean, there was like a really gentle side that I don't think you even saw.
He's got kind of a lot of making up to do. He wasn't very good to her.
I'm gonna pop a little different on that. I think that when it first started, there was a real love, and I think that this is what he's on the other side now. He's very aware of his failings, but what I keep getting is this love coming from him to her. There was something that he gave her, and this is what I'm trying to. I cannot, for the life of me, interpret what he's given me, but he is. When the reason you're here is because they loved each other. Okay?
Yeah.
We got that
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
And, but what I really, there was a deep, deep, deep love there. Now, that might have changed over time, you know, with the relationship, but what I really get there was something that was so deep, it that transcended all that. Now, they stayed married up until the time he passed, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. There was something more than you saw. That's why I'm sticking to my guns on this one. Ha ha. Even though he could be an idiot, and trust me, a lot of guys are. We all like walk around generally confused. You do know this. You ladies are amazing. You put up with all our stuff. But some men are real blockheads and need to get hit upside the head with a hammer. And that's why my friend Nancy Mum is around with a frying pan. So your dad needed a frying pan. But what what I get with this symbol, I'm trying to get the feeling of what he did. Let me put it this way. I'm not going to be able to give it to you direct because I don't know how to read what he's given me. But I'll tell you, I'm going to do my best. And your mother may know exactly what I'm talking about if you tell her about it. Number one, he's communicating, you know, that he still is very much in love with her from the other side, and he's been around her. I think that she may have actually sensed him there, looking out, you know, and kind of giving little symbols. And I really feel that he's doing something with the water, things like with the water, doing things around water, things like turning faucets and little things with stuff like that. I think he's messing with her, you know, and he thinks he's funny. But the thing I really get with him is that he gave her something very, very unique. That was a symbol of his love for her that was not normal. As a matter of fact, I mean, it was sort of funny. And I cannot for the life of me understand what... He had a twisted, dark sense of humor.
Yes, he did.
I mean, only she would appreciate the love behind this, but... It really was... It was kind of a joke, but at the same time, it was a private thing between them. And I cannot for the life of me read it, but what I think he's just kind of laughing, going, you know, she'll get it, she'll know what I'm talking about, and I you know, I'll just pass that on. He just wants to say, you know, I'm around, and he's watching over you two also, you know, brother and sister. Very proud of you with the nurse thing that you're doing and all that. Just really wants you to continue on. Didn't show in a car. Why am I getting a car?
You know, what's
Do you drive like a Ford? Do you have a Ford? I'm sorry to ask this. I mean, I've got a brand name.
No, that's okay. No, but you know what? He did. When he was a young man, he was quite mechanical, and he had a 49 Ford that he took apart and put together again.
Okay, maybe he's just trying to show me more proof. Yeah, it's definitely me. The thing I keep getting him, I don't know what kind of car you drive right now. Are you? You're fairly good about keeping it up, right?
Yes, it's a Toyota.
I mean, the word that I got was sable. Okay, and he showed me sable, and I'm thinking, well, why am I getting like a Mercury sable? But I was feeling Ford. At the same time, and now the thing I'm trying to get is the Toyota you have, is it kind of a, here we go again with station wagon, right? Is this like a station wagon or SUV type vehicle?
It's a Prius, so it can haul.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. Yeah, it's got the, you know, the cargo thing on it.
Right.
I think that he's kind of, he's not busting your chops, he's just kind of concerned about the car. So you may just, the next time you do your service, you know, just check around it.
Okay.
Just have him check it out.
Okay.
You know, nice.
Okay.
You know, bend the stern. He's just making sure that, you know, I think he senses something with the vehicle. It might be a good time just to take it in and get it checked out.
Have
so
check
that's
out.
Kind of
okay.
the thing he's, you know, given. But to get back,
does
I mean,
he have,
we're,
he,
we're at, oh,
could
go
he
ahead.
Possibly, like, talk my husband into, like, ponying up for a new car?
Yeah, he could actually appear in front of him at night and scare the holy crap out of him. I mean,
you know, does
my
he
daughter.
Have any advice?
Don't cheap out.
Yeah,
get her.
There you go. Does
get
he,
her a fancy
and
car.
That is, yeah. Yep. Does he have any advice for me regarding my husband?
Patience.
Oh.
And you've been a saint. Patience to a fault, and leaving dropping little hints, which I think you've already been doing. Is he not paying? He's not paying very good attention. Is this what this thing's about?
That is correct.
Okay, I think Dad could probably haunt the hell out of him and make him have him some dreams. I think that would be kind of funny. I think you should pray for that, because I think and your dad actually would like you. The other thing is, he would like you to talk to him more, even though.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he's perfectly fine with you even cussing him out a little bit about some of the stuff from the past, because you need to work some of that out with him, and he'll kind of make himself felt to you, and you'll know. That's perfectly allowed. That stuff needs to get worked out so that you two can come to terms with that, and that's the living and the dead can work that way. It's done all the time. The thing I get with you, the education thing, is you're going to have some physical stuff that comes up, and you're going to have some life things that come up that are going to put a stop to it, you know, off and on. It won't totally put it to an end, but what it'll do is it's going to add delays. Just keep plowing through it. Don't give up. You've got a bright future ahead of you once you get through this. If I had to put a number on it, I'm going to go, it may stretch out a year or two longer than you would like it to.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So go with that. And as far as hubby goes, he needs his attention feelers kind of pulled really hard. And I think that Dad could help with that. But not only that, from your side of it, let's just say this: denial is the state of, and that's kind of where he's at.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that he's a hard case to get through to, is what your dad's saying.
Yeah, he is.
He's a real hard case to get through. I feel like a little direct action might help, but also some stuff with a counselor who he could actually talk with. He is going to be a hellion to get through to this. I'd just say that. So you've got some work ahead of you. I wouldn't give up. It's just the same thing as what you're doing with this other. It's worth it, you know. And you know you love them enough to be with them. It's worth it to go the distance. So I think you got a good future with it. You're being given some extra hard work to get there, but once you get around the corner, I think this will be okay. So just,
are the challenges thrown my way basically from other people being ill and my having to take time off to do caretaking, or
this is if you really want the truth, you know, it's really about your life. You made some. You have some karma to work out, and you have a whole bunch of life contract stuff you made to go through this. This is part of your learning curve, you know. And you chose to do this before you came in, so this is the theme that runs through your life. And if you stop and look back, you're going to see that. Now we're running low on time here, but I'm going to take it right to the edge of you, because you're a good read here. You've got what it takes to see this through. You do this. You get through these things, man, major karma cleanup. You're going to have a great time the next time out. You know, I think they're going to give you a really cool life the next time around. And this one's great, but the next one's going to be really interesting. And that's kind of the sense I get of this. So, you know, tough it out, because you've got some neat stuff coming your way. So, okay?
Wow. Well, okay, thank you so much.
All right, Andy. Thanks a lot.
Have a great night. Good night.
Good night. All right. Hey, you know, this was a fun soul stream tonight. You know, kind of off the cuff. We had a lot planned for the other interview, but that's going to be on, I think, Friday. I got to confirm with Marie about that, because she was kind of caught in a real spot there. So anyway, Kathy, that would be good. I'll give you a yell. Okay. I love you too. Anyway, a really neat night. I've got about 45 seconds. I'm just going to read off who's out there. Castle's with us. Kathy Stiston Echoes. Chips and Salsa. Scott Wise. Houston Lighthouse. Lorraine Bell is with us. Hello. Margaritaville. Mikey. Hello, my dear. Nancy Mum. Oh, Nancy, we love you. You're a sweetheart. I got to meet you one day. Quinny, got you. And let's see who we got. Tim Zuhl. So we're going to wind it up 15 seconds out. This is Soulstream winding down. We've had one heck of a night, and we'll see you guys here later on in the week. Take care.
Okay, on flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun go. Based on the day he had fired LOS. I see we got it back. Give me another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide,
go.
Control, go.
Telcom,
go.
Jinsei,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue. PDI.